Today's scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 through 18.
今天读经的经文 来自彼得前书第三章11到第18节。
We'll read this passage together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会先用英文，再用广东话一起读出。
1 Peter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. Now, who will want to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid of their threats. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. But do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that is what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong. Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the Spirit.
也要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶，强如因行恶受苦，因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听他们的祈祷，有行恶的人，主向他们辨念。13节，你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们若是为义受苦，也是有福的，不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌。 只要心里专注耶稣基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常作准备，以温柔敬拜的心回答各人。16节，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，又在何事上可以叫那无赖你们在基督里有好品行的人而觉羞愧。神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，
勇强如因恶受苦。18节，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前，按着肉体说他被治罪，按着灵性说他复活了。May God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
愿神祝福读和听他话语的人。Pastor
Wilson will bring us today's message. Experience the best blessings in the worst times.
Part 2.
Morning, let's pray.
大家早晨, 我一起低头祈祷。
Lord, give us what we need this morning to honor you.
让我们今晨可以一起去荣耀你的名。
Lord, we might need a word of encouragement or a talk of admonishment.
我们需要你的吩咐。
Lord, you know we are people made in your image.
我们是按你的形象而造。
And so help us to see your reality of what life's about.
让我们能够看到究竟这个真实的情况是怎么样。
We do thank you for each other.
我们为了彼此感谢。
And we pray that we would see the love of Christ living in your people.
我们看到基督的爱住在每一个人的中间。
Help us not to be discouraged in difficult times.
让我们在困难的时候不会气馁。
But may we be encouraged as we see Christians living out the faith around the globe.
我们看到在普世里面基督徒 都是按住你的说话去行事，去生活。
Brothers and sisters in countries in Africa who walk 4 or 5 miles just to come to worship you.
我睇到喺非洲的基督徒，可能每一次要行4-5里路去敬拜你。
We see brothers and sisters of the faith in countries like China, where the government is not too friendly to Christians.
亦都睇到喺中国嘅信徒，佢哋嘅政府唔系好欢迎基督教。
Who even gather despite the threat of being thrown into prison?
但喺中国嘅基督徒，纵使有咁多嘅逼迫，都继续嘅去聚会。
Oh Lord, instill in us here in Queens a desire to know you.
今日我哋喺皇后区嘅信徒，让我哋有呢个盼望去认识你。
And give us the unction to make you known as well.
让好使将你嘅名去高举。
May we fear you and not fear man.
让我哋敬畏神而唔系怕人。
And do good to glorify you.
去因为你嘅缘故去行呢个善事。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我是奉主耶稣基督名求。
You know, we've been looking at this letter that the Apostle Peter has been writing to Christians.
咁我系睇到咧，我一直睇紧呢个嘅彼得前书。
And Peter is in our portion of this letter that we're looking at here in chapter 3 has given 3 instructions for Christians to follow.
咁喺呢个第三章里边，佢彼得俾咗好多嘅指示，教我点样做基督徒。
And if they would live out these principles through the power of the Holy Spirit, they would experience the best blessings even in the worst of times.
佢话就算喺最唔好嘅时间，当我哋去尽力靠住神去过一个基督徒嘅生活，系足够嘅。
Now, if you were with us last time, we already saw in verses 8-12.That we are called to cultivate Christian love.
咁上个星期喺第八到第十节，我哋讲到点样样去默默去耕耘我哋基督徒嘅样式。
If you are familiar with the letter, you know that that's a recurring theme throughout Peter's letters.
咁呢个系喺彼得嘅书信好多时候会见到一个嘅命题。
And what the apostle is referring to is not only God's love for us.But our love for others.
不单只是神对我们的爱，也都是对其他人的。
And so Peter had to learn this important lesson himself, just like every one of us.
所以他也是一个我们学到的功课。
And as we know, as it's well documented in the scriptures, he had a very tough time learning that.
但很多时候我都会有困难要学这个的功课。
But Jesus is a very patient friend.
咁但耶稣基督系一个好有耐性嘅一个朋友。
And God chose patience with us, who are very slow to love as well.
咁我亦都系好多时好慢嘅去学。
Now, to move on to the second and third instructions that we find here in the text.
咁喺今日呢段嘅经文，我哋睇到咗保罗第二同埋第三个嘅提示。
As you'll see on the second slide.Verse 15 shows you the second instruction, but in your heart set apart Christ as Lord.
咁喺第十五节佢话，只要心里尊主基督为圣。
And in the following verses 16 and 17, you see the third instruction: maintain a good conscience.
咁喺第十六节话，佢话存着无愧的良心。
And so we'll look at that today, and mainly.About a good conscience.
咁我今日想讲好着重讲嘅系良心。我会讲到良心呢一样嘢。
But notice, firstly, on verse 15, that phrase is actually a quote from the Old Testament, from Isaiah 8.
咁呢个嘅第十五节呢一段嘅经文，其实系来自呢个嘅以赛亚书。
And to really get a grasp of what Peter is after, you have to understand the context of Isaiah.
咁你去明，咁你去明白呢个嘅彼得前书讲乜，又要去了解到以赛亚书佢嘅背景啦。
Now, because of time, I can't really give you a good summary of what's happening, but I can give you something very pithy.
咁时间嘅关系下，我只系咧啊，好简略咁讲。
You know, the prophet Isaiah warned the king of Judah, Ahaz, at the time that he shouldn't make any ungodly alliances. Again, enemy nations were coming, threatening them.
咁喺当时嘅先知，佢提啊以赛亚去提醒啊呢个嘅阿哈王，佢话你唔应该啊去同其他嘅外族去做呢个嘅联盟。
But Isaiah, the prophet of God, warned King Ahaz, king of Judah, the southern kingdom, that you ought to trust God for deliverance, not making these secret alliances, which we find out he does with Assyria.
咁佢提醒呢个犹大嘅王阿哈，佢话你吓需要依赖嘅系依赖神去拯救你，唔系靠其他嘅外族联盟。
And so Peter quotes something that alludes to that in verse 15 of our text, 1 Peter 3.
咁所以啊，彼得就喺呢度就引用呢个以赛亚书。
Just to get a flavor of Isaiah, I put on the screen there, verse 13 of Isaiah 8, it says there, make the Lord of heaven's armies holy in your life. He is the one who you should fear. He's the one who should make you tremble.
咁所以喺呢个嘅以赛亚书里面佢讲到嘅就係话啊，我要尊耶和华为圣，以他为你所怕的，所当畏惧的。
You know, no one needs to remind you that as Christians, as fellow human beings, you're faced with crises every day.
他说你在神的面前每一天都是被尊敬的。
And we, like every other human being, are tempted to give in to our fears and to make wrong decisions.
我们做基督徒可能每天都经历很多的试炼。
But one way to combat that is to set your heart apart for Christ, as he is the Lord.
很多时候经历试炼的时候，我们会有惧怕，但有一样很重要的，我们要怕的是神。
And if you do that, you need never to fear people or to fear circumstances.
如果是这样的时候，我们不会因为环境去惧怕，也不会因为其他人去惧怕。
You see, we know, because again, there's a lot of hurt in the world, we know that enemies hurt us.
很多事我们可能不知道。
But ultimately, they can't harm you.
但这些事其实不会伤害你。
We only harm ourselves if we fail to trust the Lord.
我们唯有当我们不能够去信靠神的时候，唯有这样做才会是真正伤害我们。
And Peter explains what he means by that because he's speaking in generalities here. He's saying that people don't oppose us if we do good.
很多时候好像我们做好事的时候不得到这个的准许。
Now that's a generality because there are some people who will oppose you for doing good.
亦都有啲人当然佢哋会因为你做好事去赞扬你。
But even if they do oppose you, it's better to suffer for righteousness' sake, says Peter, than to compromise your faith or testimony.
咁但係喺呢度佢讲到就话我哋与其去做咗好事俾人哋去话好过我哋去对你的环境去妥协。
And this is something the Apostle Peter discusses in more detail in chapter 4.
咁喺彼得喺呢个第四章里面讲得更加清楚。
And as you'll see on slide 3, instead of experiencing fear as we face the enemy, you know, people who are hurting us, we can experience blessing if Jesus Christ is Lord of our core of our being, our hearts.
咁喺度讲到就话，当我哋系面对我哋敌人嘅时候，与其系话我哋去经历呢个恐惧，其实我哋系经历紧呢个嘅耶稣基督，同我哋同在，我哋系经历紧呢个祝福。
The word happy in 1 Peter 3:14 is the same word that's translated blessed in Matthew 5:10.
咁呢个第十四节里边讲到有福。有福啊，亦都好多时候亦成为快乐。呢个字就等于好似喺马太福音第五章第十节讲到话有福系一样。
And Peter even referred to that earlier in his letter in chapter 1 verse 8 when he talked about the joy unspeakable full of glory.
亦都喺呢个嘅彼得前书第一章第八节里边啊，彼得亦都曾经讲过话，嗰个唔可以去解释啊喺神里边嘅祝福。
See, when Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, which He ought to be, each crisis that you face is really an opportunity to not only be faithful to the Lord, but to grow in grace.
其实当耶稣基督是我们的主的时候，每一个危机都可以成为有一个我们见证神的机会。
And Peter says, we ought to be ready, ready for that, and also ready to give an answer for our faith.
我们都讲到就是每一次面对危机，其实我们应该准备好随时给到人家一个的见证，一个答案。
And what he means is you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared to give an account.
很多时候要对人家给到去给到一个福音的一个的解释。
For a reason for your hope.
为什么我们有盼望呢？
Especially in a hopeless situation in life.
尤其是在我们生活上面一些的情况，为什么我们会觉得是有福有盼望呢？
Do you see the importance of what Peter is saying, especially in light of the context of what we're going through?
尤其是今天当我们经历着我们这个情况的时候，你看不看到彼得所说的有福呢？
You will influence unbelievers as you remain faithful despite the pandemic, despite the hardships you're going through.
纵使我们今天经历着这个疫情，也在疫情之中的时候，我们有这个的很多的困难，但是我们都需要去有这个盼望。
Because when you display the faithfulness, the goodness, the hope that you have as a Christian, the world will notice that.
因为当你这样做的时候，这个世界会去看到。
But if you coward and hide your faith and really just circle the wagons and think of yourself, then of course the world says you're just like us.
咁如果你但另一方面，如果你惧怕，你将你嘅信仰去收埋嘅时候，这个世界就唔觉得你有咩唔同。
And then they'll say there's really no truth to what you're saying.
咁个世界就话哦，其实你成日所讲嗰啲嘢，你都冇行到出嚟，根本都冇呢个真理。
Now of course this witness as Peter moves on must be done in meekness and fear or respect and not with arrogance.
咁但系佢亦都提醒我哋，当我将呢个福音去同人哋传讲嘅时候，唔系带住一个傲慢嘅心去同人哋咁做。
And arrogance is of course a know-it-all attitude.
当你对人哋傲慢嘅时候，即系话啊，我乜都知嘅。
Right, it's saying I don't care what you say. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
啊，我唔理你啦，点谂啦，总之我就将成道福音同你讲晒佢，就系咁啦。
That shows your sinful pride and arrogance.
当你咁样做嘅时候，其实系将你自己嗰个有罪嘅骄傲系摆喺人哋嘅面前。
But God through the Apostle Peter is wants us to be witnesses, not prosecuting attorneys.
神要我哋去做嘅系做见证，而唔系叫我做一个检察官去将人哋嘅罪去数出嚟。
Peter did not suggest that Christians argue with lost people.
他没有叫我们去跟我的非信徒去在这里辩拗。
Rather, we present to the unsaved an account for why we believe and why the Lord loves us.
即是跟人家说为什么我们信，为什么神爱耶稣基督爱我们。
So again, the purpose is not to win an argument.
不是说要去赢了这个的辩论。
It's lovingly to challenge a faulty premise about life.
只是向对人带着爱的挑战他们人生的看法。
Life is about worshiping God. Life is knowing God.
我们的人生应该用来去认识神，用来去敬拜神。
And as Peter is explaining to us here, it is experiencing his joy in that relationship with him.
也都在里面去经历一个新的喜乐。
So what does it mean to be set apart for Christ as He's the Lord of your heart?
咁第十五节佢话，只要心里尊主基督为圣，系咩意思咧？
Well, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to know, right? It means what? To glorify him, to please him. It means to fear displeasing him rather than fearing what human beings might do to you.
去敬畏神,
we see that around the globe as brothers and sisters of the faith doing that right now.
我也都看到在世界里面, 啊,
when there's tremendous pressure upon them to succumb and to say Jesus isn't Lord of my life and to not and to say that publicly, they are under tremendous pressure from governments, from societies to say that.
我们看到在普世里面很多的基督徒因为政府社会的压迫，他依然都是将他们的信去表扬出来。
And so are you in a very different way in the Western world.
我们今天在西方的世界其实都面对着不同的事。
People might say, oh, you're one of those people, right? You're one of those crazy Christian, huh?
你是不是那些疯狂的基督徒呢?
You see, again, Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord of all, right?
耶稣是我们的主。
He has that right as your maker and sustainer to be the Lord of your life.
耶稣是那个去令我们有生活动作存留的主。
And as you'll see on slide 4, it's not just Peter that's saying that. Matthew says that. Paul, Apostle Paul says that.
我们在这个马太福音里面看到使徒这个马太都是这么说。
In fact, Matthew in 6:33, as you see on slide 4, is in the imperative. It's a command. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, for he will give you everything you need.
在马太福音6:33节里面这么说，他说你们要先求神的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
And the Apostle Paul echoes that in Romans 12, 1 and 2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
在罗马书第12章1-2节，他这么说，他说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此行，乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
What Matthew and Apostle Paul are talking about is a daily attitude of faith, right?
他说到就是我们每一天，我们在信上面那个态度是怎么样呢?
And simply put, it's to trust and obey what the Lord is telling you to do, right? Despite the consequences you might suffer.
无论个结果如何，我们每一天都是带着这个信。 靠同埋信服嘅心去过我哋嘅每一日。It
means experiencing the satisfaction that nothing less than the will of God for my life is what will count.
唯有当我哋做到神所俾我哋嘅旨意所做嘅嘢，呢个就系最大嘅一个嘅满足。And
evidence that Jesus is Lord of your life is a readiness in this context, right? A readiness to give an account.
我哋点样知道咧？ 又说我们随时随地都准备好将神给我们的见证去讲出来。
To proclaim that Christ is the Lord and Savior of your life.
去告诉别人听主是你生命的救主。
You know, even when we suffer, Peter implores Christians to cultivate your faith, cultivate love, he says. Set apart Christ as Lord in the core of your being.
无论这个环境如何，我都要去默默去耕耘，去在我们的心里面去过神要我们过的生活。And
then he says, and this is what we'll spend most of our time with this morning, maintain verses 16, 17, maintain a good conscience.
在第16节, 他说, 存着无愧的良心。
Again, the Apostle Paul talks about that. You'll see that on slide 7, Romans 2, 14 and 15. Again, these are in the New Living Translation. Even Gentiles who do not have God's written law show that they know his law when they instinctively obey it, even without having heard it. They demonstrate that God's law is written in their hearts, for their own conscience and thoughts either accuse them or tell them they are doing right.
在罗马书第2章14-15节里面这样讲, 没有律法的外邦人若信着本性行律法，但即是他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己律法，这些显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同着见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
You know, your conscience can be compared to a window. A window, right? That lets the light of God's truth through.
你的良心就好像一个窗, 当你的窗打开的时候, 被神的光是光照入来。
But if you persist in ignoring God, in disobeying him, not doing what you ought to be doing as he instructs you, the window gets dirty. You know, just like a dirty window. When you see a dirty window, the light doesn't come through clearly.
但如果当你埋没你的良心，你不去注意的时候，有一个很污糟的窗，虽然光照咗入嚟，但系系朦朦胧胧嘅。
And when the light of God's truth doesn't come through clearly, you know what happens? Your conscience becomes defiled.
当你的窗是污糟的时候，光照不到入嚟的时候，每一样嘢都系朦胧、唔清楚、唔洁净。
And if it gets dirtier and dirtier and dirtier, as you'll see on slide 8, it becomes a seared conscience. That's one that has been so sinned against that it's no longer sensitive, no longer sensitive to right and wrong.
当去到一个地步就说根本你的良知、你的良心已经被这个埋没，是已经对这个罪不再有任何的感觉。
Worse than that, it's even possible for the conscience to be so poisoned that it approves things that are bad and accuses when the person does good.
而去到一个地步，这个良心被这个埋没到一个地步，就话他们会容许很多的恶事，而当人做好事的时候，反而会去嘲笑，去践踏他们。
And that's what the author Hebrews in chapter 10 calls an evil conscience.
在这个希伯来书的第10章22节，讲到这个邪恶的良心。
A criminal feels guilty if he squeals on his friends.
当这个罪犯觉得他不能够去骗到他朋友的时候，他觉得有这个罪疚感。
But a criminal is happy if he succeeds.
但如果他骗到人的时候，他觉得很开心。
If he succeeds in his crime.
在他做的坏事上面去成功，他会觉得很开心。
Conscience depends on knowledge, the light coming through the window.
这个良知，这个良心需要有这个在知识后面去支持他。这个知识就是从这个窗。
And that's why we're called to study God's word, right? Because that's light. Light in a dark world. It's our light.
这个光就是神的话语，所以我们要去学习神的话语。
And you will be better equipped to understand the will of God for your life.
当我们去看神的话语的时候，我们可以装备自己去面对。
And your conscience won't be weak, it'll be strong because you'll determine. It'll be sensitive to right and wrong.
当我们去读圣经的时候，就令到我们的良知是更加清楚去明白。
A good conscience is one that accuses when we think or do wrong and approves when we do right and things pleasing to the Lord.
咁我哋可以知道善恶，知道我哋做嘅好事坏事啊，会唔会系得罪神，亦或系荣耀神
？But as you know, in almost anything in life, it takes exercise to keep the conscience strong, to keep it pure.
咁所以我哋要经常要好努力去学习，令到我哋嘅良知系啊，经常都系醒觉。
If you don't bother to put the effort in to get in the way of God's grace.You're not going to grow, right? You're not going to grow in spiritual knowledge and obedience, right? It's just not going to happen.
但是如果我们不去、真的去努力去建立我们的信的时候、我们的良知就会被埋没。
And you'll have a weak conscience, and your window will be dirty, and no light is going to go through it.
因为当我们这样做的时候，个窗就会污糟，光就不会放到入来。
And that's why you get upset for all these trivialities in life.
咁你就会为到呢个你世上嘅苦难，你觉得忧伤。
So how does a good conscience help a believer in times of trial and opposition？
咁喺困难喺呢个痛苦嘅时候，一个好嘅良知点去帮助我哋咧
？Well, for one thing, it strengthens, it fortifies you, right, with courage, because you know for sure what's right with God and others。
一个好嘅良知俾你去勇气。去面对这个善和恶。
And you don't need to be afraid. You fear the Lord.
当我们敬畏神的时候，我什么都不需要害怕。
I have on slide 9 the famous words of Martin Luther, which are inscribed, by the way, on a monument constructed in honor of him in Worms, Germany.
以下是这个马丁路德，他在这个德国他的铜像之下他所写的说话。
Martin Luther, the great reformer, had his courageous words spoken before the church council in April 18, 1521 on that monument.
1521年4月18号、他在他这个的铜像被立那天他以下有这段的说话。
It's printed on that sign. It says, Here I stand.I can do no other. God help me. Amen.
他说我在这里、我能够做的不是有其他的事，唯有靠神去帮助我。
You see, Martin Luther, his heart was filled with the scriptures and the Holy Spirit. His conscience was bound to God's word.
马丁路德他的良知是跟神的说话在这里、挂钩。
And it gave him the courage to defy the whole established church.
可以俾到佢有呢个勇气去面对啊，当时呢个罗马天主教嘅教会。
But a good conscience also gives you peace in your heart.
一个好嘅良知亦都俾我哋喺内心里边有平安。
And you know the benefit of peace. Peace within enables you to face battles without.
当我们在内心里面有这个平安的时候，就可以面对世上的挑战。
If you're restless, right? If you're uneasy in conscience, your heart's divided, your strength is drained.
当你是你的内心是落魄不安，是很恐惧的时候，你怎么去面对这个世上的事呢？
Right? When you're convoluted, right? You're unable to function at your best.
当你的良知是被受到污染的时候，你怎么面对这个世界的事呢？
So Peter is saying, how can you boldly witness for the Christ if your conscience is witnessing against you?
那你怎么去面对这个世界、去阻挡你的事呢？
Again, he's saying you have to be at peace. How are you at peace then?
那我们怎样能够得到内心的平安呢？
You're doing the right thing. You have a good conscience.Therefore, your heart is at peace.
当你去做啱嘅事嘅时候，你内心就有呢个平安。
And a good conscience removes from us the fear of what other people may do to us or against us or to do to us.
无论人哋去对你做啲咩事嘅时候，你都有呢一份嘅平安。
And slide 10 will show you when Christ is Lord and we fear only God, we need not fear the threats or the opinions or the gossip.Or the slander of actions of our enemies.
当我们相信、耶稣基督是我们的主，我们唯有是敬畏神的时候，我们不需要害怕我们的敌人、对我怎么去看我们，对我们作的威胁。
Psalm 118, verse 6, New Living Translation, the Lord is for me, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me?
他说有耶和华帮助我，我不必惧怕，人能把我怎样呢？
But of course, as we know the story of Peter, he failed miserably, right? He failed miserably in honoring the Lord. But then he repented and believed. And as the story unfolds and moves forward, he shows that he brings glory to God.
我很清楚知道彼得的故事。他在神的面前他失败了，但跟着他为到自己的事去忏悔。
So we too might start slow, might be very disobedient, deny knowing the Lord 3 times, maybe 6 times.
我们今天都可能是起步比较迟，在我的信仰上面比较慢，我们可能很多次去否定了主。
But all's not lost.As you see in Peter's life, if you practice repentance and faith, you can soar like Peter.
但是如果我们好像彼得这样样，我们去神的面前，我们去认罪的时候，我们都可以如鹰展翅上腾。
It's never too late. It's never too late to turn from your waywardness back to the Lord.
我们可以几时都可以是这个的回转回到神的面前。
And Peter made it clear that conscience alone is not the test of what is right or wrong.
这个不是讲到对错的问题。
Because a person can be involved in either well-doing or evil-doing, right?
因为一个人都可以做好做错的事。
And for a person to disobey God's word and claim that it's right simply because his conscience or her conscience doesn't convict them is to admit that something's radically wrong with their conscience.
很多时候我们良知都可能对我们做的事会有这个影响。
Because conscience is that safe guide only when the word of God is your teacher.
我们的良知是正确，就是当我们的良知是跟神的话语是紧密在一起的时候。
You see, if you're a Christian this morning, if you believe you're a Christian,Your standards are not like the world's standards.
当你是一个基督徒的时候，你同这个世界的标准不同。
You have God. You have God as your king. You have Jesus as your Lord.
因为你有主做你的主，你有主做你的王。
Not the latest Gallup poll.
不是说最近这个的民意调查表。
As a rule, Christians don't create problems.They reveal them.
是不是说要将这个将这个世界的问题去讲出来。
That's why there might be some tension if you live out your faith with your unbelieving friends and relatives.
当你与你不信的朋友一起的时候，很多时候你之间可能有一份的张力。
You know, I used to be really, really close with my cousins, on my dad's side, who were, relatively my age.
咁我同我嘅堂兄弟姊妹曾经好好。
But since becoming a Christian, they've distanced themselves from me. They ridicule me.
咁但系做咗基督徒之后佢哋同我嘅距离拉远咗。
And I do miss their camaraderie. And but again, you know, they're not the stellar righteous types of people.
好似将佢哋嘅公义去摆高啲。
And so I think that's why they kind of gave me a hard time in saying, oh, you're a Christian now, huh?
咁佢话你系基督徒啦，而家你唔同啦。
Again, you don't create problems as a Christian, you reveal problems. There is a problem for not being righteous.
咁呢个唔公义，好多时候都会有一啲嘅问题出嚟。
Because Christians are light.In a dark world.
我们在这个世界上面的光。
And if you're a Christian, you're called to reveal the unfruitful works of darkness around and within you.
我们要将这个我们被照将这个世界上面的黑暗显示指出来。
I'll just give you 2 examples from scripture. Joseph, right, in the Old Testament, right? He began to serve as a steward in Potiphar's house, right?
我想起这个约瑟去做这个波提佛的一个管家。
But when he refused to sin, right? He refused to be with Potiphar's wife. He was falsely accused and thrown into prison.
这个约瑟他不肯去犯奸淫，反而被人钉了监狱。
He suffered for doing what was right.
他因为做好事反而去受苦。
The government officials in Babylon schemed to get Daniel in trouble, right? Because of his life and work as a witness for God.
这个在巴比伦的政府高官将这个但以理含于不义。
And of course, our ultimate example, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, right? In his very life on earth, revealed the sinful hearts and deeds of people, right?
也都耶稣基督将这个世界上的不义去指出来。
The so-called religious even were against him, and they crucified him.
那些所谓宗教抗议的人将他钉在十架。
And so see on slide 11 in 2 Timothy 3:12, it says, yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
在提摩太后书3章12节，他这么说，他说不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。If
we are to maintain a good conscience, we must deal with sin in our lives and confess it immediately.
我们要这样做的时候，有一个好的良知，我们就需要去认罪悔改。
To continue that analogy with the window, you got to keep the window clean. Let the light come in, right?
我要将这个心里边这个窗经常抹干净。
And how are you going to keep the window clean?
我怎么将这个窗去抹干净呢？
You got to get in the way of God's grace, right? You got to look at the word. You got to pray. You've got to trust and obey.
我们要信靠信服，我们要倚靠主，我们要去祈祷。
And then more and more light comes in.
当你这样做的时候，有更多的光会走入来。
And then your conscience becomes stronger.
这个光会越来越强。
Because it's a result of being obedient based on knowledge of the truth.
当你这样做的时候，你对神这个知识，这个真理的知识是更加的多。
You're no longer deceived by darkness.
你不会被这个黑暗去欺骗。
Because the light shines upon it.
因为光照在上面。
A strong conscience makes for a strong Christian witness to the lost.
一个有好强的良知的基督徒，他们能够将这个真理向人们去讲出来。
It will also give you strength in times of persecution and difficulty.
也都当你受逼迫的时候，你可以有这个力量。
You know, no Christian should be surprised if you suffer for doing good.
应该很多时候当做好事去受苦。
Right? Our world is so mixed up. It's so mixed up today.
我们今天的世界是反转了。
People call evil good and good evil.
那些人觉得好的事是错，坏的事是好。
Our world puts darkness for light and light for darkness.
将这个黑暗放在这个光上面。
The religious leaders of Jesus' day call them a troublemaker, a person who does evil.
在耶稣基督的时代，那些所谓的宗教狂热，觉得耶稣是一个搞事的分子。
They called the one who was perfect, who obeyed God perfectly, who was stellar in character and morality. They called him a troublemaker.
因为他觉得他们是完完全全跟着神的话语。 他觉得耶稣基督反而是那个有问题的。Of
course, you and I can't keep people from slandering you.
我们不可以阻碍人家去在你后面讲坏话。But
you can at least stop supplying them with ammunition to do so.
但是另一方面你可以做的，你不会加入讲一份。That
means you're committed to do right.
即是说你是立志要去行好事。
And when you do good to them, their accusations will be empty and they will be embarrassed.
当你这样做的时候，反而令到这个那些人他们自己去 尴尬。
So you ought to help the people who even hurt you.
那些伤害你的人，你倒翻转头去帮佢嘅时候。
And then you might silence their distractors, right? Your distractors and keep your conduct above criticism.
咁令到你所行所做嘅喺人哋之上。
If we maintain our testimony with gentleness and respect, we can be confident that we're operating on a clear conscience. We're doing our part.
咁当我咁样做嘅时候，我哋嘅良知就喺我哋嘅生活上边去行出嚟。
And this means we should live in such a way that we won't have to keep looking over our shoulder and saying, you know, I hope I don't do wrong.
咁啲人就唔会喺后边咧去成日去及住你。
By operating this way, our behavior and words will speak volumes to those who come against us.
当你按住神嘅话语喺呢个圣灵带领嘅良知上面行嘅时候，啊，对呢个世界系一个好好嘅见证。
And Peter, God through Peter promises that truth will prevail in the end.
佢话呢个世，当你咁样做嘅时候，啊，你。唔需要有任何嘅害怕，神嘅道亦都会喺世上行出嚟。
Now, what Peter exactly means by that, not quite clear according to the scholars who wrestle with this text, but it's perhaps probably in this life. If not, then of course at the last day of judgment.
咁可能喺最终有一日会将呢一切去显示出嚟。
Again, verse 16 is the key, right? Keep a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander.
所以在第十六节里面很重要，他说叫你们在何事上被毁谤，又在何事上可以叫无赖你们在基督里有好品行的人而觉羞愧，而最重要的开头那句话，存着无愧的良心。
As I mentioned in previous messages, Peter is talking about a particular kind of suffering there, right?
他讲到话好多嘅，彼得讲到话当时好多嘅痛苦。
First Peter 3 is really talking about what happens when you're persecuted for your faith, for naming the name of Jesus.
他话你喺因为耶稣基督嘅缘故保持你嘅信念。
Right? Maybe you're going to be thrown into jail. Maybe your goods will be taken from you.
他话可能你嘅嘢俾人哋攞走，俾人哋去。放在监里面。
And that's a very serious kind of suffering, but it's a specific kind of suffering.
是一个很讲得很清楚的一种的受苦。
But you can draw out principles here that are applicable to all kinds of suffering.
咁亦都可以引用到话系好一般性好多时候基督徒会面对嘅受苦。
So let's suppose that you've been wronged, you're being betrayed.You're being attacked.
假設你被人家無賴，你被人家毀謗，被人家攻擊。
So God and Peter are saying, don't become cruel. Don't become violent. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't do bad things. Keep your conscience clear.
他說你不需要去報復，你不需要去以暴易暴。他說最重要的，要保持你良知的清楚。
And what that means is you ought to continue to live the Christian life, trust and obey the Lord.
他说你需要做的是你继续去过一个基督徒的生活，你去信靠和信服。
But it works across the spectrum, right?
你不需要说去为这事去发脾气。
This is one of the things that can destroy you in suffering, and you have to avoid it. We all succumb to self-pity.
也都不要去自怜。
And I mentioned that also recently in a message.
亦都系好多时候会提到呢一样嘢。
Self-pity.
自怜。
We struggle with that. You know why? Because it enables you to do bad things just to console yourself.
因为好多时候，好多人因为自怜嘅缘故，令到佢做好多事，想去控制其他人。
Because you've convinced yourself you deserve better.
当你自怜嘅时候，你觉得自己好可怜，咁于是咧，你应该有多啲。好的事。
And of course, because we're sinners, there are several examples of people who compound problems of these matters with sinful behavior.
因为自怜的缘故，引致到很多人去 去做好多丑恶嘅事。
And let me just state a few again. These are not anyone particularly in our church, but these are true stories.
咁我会引用几多嘅例子。
Suppose again, this is a true story. A person has experienced a great financial reversal. They've made investments and they've gone south.
假设有一个人佢喺呢个投资上边去失利，去损失咗好多嘅钱。
And he or she is in such pain that they seek to medicate that pain in any way they can.
咁佢觉得咧，要将佢哋嘅痛苦去讲出嚟。在任何一个机会都将他的痛苦去讲出来。
Again, this is not an uncommon scenario.
是一个其实很普通的一个例子。
And in this particular case, I'm referring to the person had an affair.
或者一个人他有这个婚外情。
And they were married, but they slept with someone outside of the marriage covenant.
咁佢哋已经结咗婚，但呢一对基督徒嘅夫妇都有呢个婚外情。
And the scriptures make absolutely clear that sex is good in marriage, not outside of marriage.
圣经话过呢个嘅性系喺婚姻嘅里边，唔系以外。
So this person succumbed to this illicit behavior to deal with their troubles.
咁佢揾呢个方法去面对佢哋嘅困难。
In other words, they're seeking some type of outlet to deal with the hurt of, in this example, of the financial disaster.
咁佢哋去揾一啲嘅方法去将佢哋嘅痛苦去释放出嚟。
That's self-pity.
呢个就系自怜。
They justify sinful behavior to deal with some type of traumatic setback.
佢哋用佢哋嘅困难定为咗佢哋去做其他坏事错事。
And of course, the results are disastrous because sin compounds, right? The problem.
咁当咁呢啲事发生嘅时候，呢个罪嘅情况系更加嘅复杂。
So not only was this person's career ruined, their marriage was ruined.
唔单止佢哋嘅事业受到影响，佢哋嘅婚姻亦都有问题。
And the repercussions continue on, right? Because it distorts your future relationships.
亦都影响到佢将来同其他人嘅关系。
Sin doesn't make things better as you try to medicate.
当你去用自己嘅方法去解决嘅时候，罪系更加嘅复杂。
On the other hand,
另一方面
，when suffering happens to you, don't keep a stiff upper lip. Don't be a stoic.
当罪去嚟到你身上嘅时候，唔好自己揾方法去解决佢。
You don't see that in the Psalms. The psalmists who are in extreme pain, they pour out their heart to the Lord. They cry out to God. It's clear. They seek the Lord.But that the outlet is crying out to the Lord. You see that in Job.
在这个约伯里面看到就说他们向神对神去尽情的倾诉。
So do you see the two problems? We either fall apart and do whatever we feel like doing to medicate.
一个方面就说有些人去在困难的时候整个人去失控。
Or we go the other direction. We become a stoic and have just a stiff upper lip and say, I can do it.I'm going to stay disciplined. I'll do it. I'll just grin and bear it.
有些人就说我会自己找方法去搞定它。
Neither of those things. Don't do neither of those things, right?
这两个的方法都不是一个好的方法。
Job screamed out to the Lord. The psalmist cries out in agony to the Lord.
无论是约伯或者诗人里面的诗人，他都向神去尽情的倾诉。
But notice by doing that, Job continued his relationship with God. He continued to pray to the Lord.
当约伯这样做的时候，他一直与神保持着一个的关系。
I've seen time and again, Christians who are suffering, and then you know what they do? They don't bother to meet with the Lord. They just drop what they're supposed to be doing as Christians.
好多时候基督徒都唔系咁样做，都唔系翻到神嘅面前。
They just feel overwhelmed with the suffering and the circumstances. They don't do what they're supposed to do as Christians.
佢哋俾佢哋嘅困难去胜过咗，佢唔去做翻一个基督徒应该做嘅嘢。
Again, Job screamed, cried out in agony to the Lord, but he never walks away from God.
你哋要计唔好喺神嘅面前去离开佢。
He doesn't try to bear the brunt of the suffering on his own merits. He depends on the Lord.
佢依赖神嘅话语去过佢嘅面对佢嘅困难。
And he continues his relating to God.
亦都继续嘅与神去建立一个关系。
You know, when Peter says, keep your conscience clear, he doesn't just mean don't have an affair. Of course, don't have an affair, right?
他不是说啊，这些事不紧要。
He says, do the thing you're supposed to do as a Christian. Continue it.
他说继续做一个基督徒应该继续做的事。
Get in the way of God's grace. Continue to read the scriptures. Continue to pray. Continue to go to church. Continue to worship. Continue to serve others.
继续的去祈祷，继续的去翻教会，继续去做翻一个基督徒要做的事。
You know, a lot of Christians do that is terrible. They do nothing. They just stop and not live the Christian life.
很多时候基督徒去做的就是什么都不做。
Don't do that.Don't be a stoic. Cry out to the Lord.
不要去这样做，而是向神去呼号。
And at the same time, keep your conscience clear. Trust and obey the Lord. Do the things you're supposed to do.
另一方面去信靠信服你的主。
And how are you going to do that?
你怎样做呢?
Well, verse 18.
在第18节他这样做，他这样说。
For Christ also suffered.
他说基督亦都为我们受苦。
Once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous to bring you to God.
他说义的代替不义，为要引我们到神面前。
You know, Daniel, we named our third daughter Danielle. That's a female version of Daniel.
我第三个女儿，她名叫德善，英文名就是这个但以理的一个女性的称谓。
Daniel means God is faithful.
咁但以理意思即话神系公义嘅。
And in Daniel chapter 3, you see three young Jewish men. Again, the Israelites were exiled. In other words, sent to Babylon. Babylon took over Israel and tried to just eliminate their culture.
咁喺但以理书嘅第三章里边讲到当时巴比伦占领咗呢个嘅以色列犹大咁有三个嘅犹大嘅年青人。
Right, you know the story: Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
咁佢有三个嘅但以理三个朋友。
You know, they've been told there's a law in the land. You got to bow to the idol. You got to bow to the idol of the king.
佢话你要对呢个嘅神嘅偶像去。下拜。
And of course, they didn't. They wanted to be faithful to the Lord.
但是这三个的朋友都想对神去忠心。
So of course, the tyrant, the king of Babylon, won't stand for that, right? So he's furious with them, so he says, fire up the furnace!
那个皇帝是一个很残暴的皇帝，于是他烧了一个火窑出来。
And as the story goes on, as the narrative goes on, you know that the furnace was so hot that the soldiers who threw the men in died because it was too hot.
咁嗰啲本来嗰啲士兵要系将佢哋掟入火炉嘅士兵，因为太热嘅缘故，反而啲士兵自己死咗。
And what a turn in the story! King Nebuchadnezzar wants to view the twisting and the suffering of those three men, so he looks down, from his safe high place.He looks down, and what does he see in the furnace?
咁当呢个嘅天上嘅主，佢当佢望翻落嚟喺一个嘅火窑里边，佢见到啲咩咧？呢个尼布甲尼撒王又有咩嘅改变咧
？He probably takes his handkerchief out, wipes his eyes because he can't believe what he's seeing.
因为佢唔信，佢真系睇到嘅系咩嘢
？And he turns to the people next to him in his court and says, "Didn't we throw three prisoners bound into the furnace?"
我哋唔系掟咗三个人入呢个火窑咩
？And of course.You know, the court says, yes, 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 king. Yes, you did. We did.
是啊，我掟了三个人入火窑啊。
So he rubs his eyes again, and he says, I see four men there walking around unbound, unharmed, in the fire, and the fourth one looks like a son of the gods.
我看到有第四个人在这里，而第四个人好像是神的子。
You know, if you're familiar with the Old Testament, there's this figure called the angel of the Lord.I'm not talking about an angel of the Lord. I'm talking about when the Old Testament refers to the angel of the Lord.
我是讲到是那一个神的使者。
And if you're familiar with the Old Testament, when that figure shows up, he speaks as God.
他好像神一样对我们说话。
He embodies God.
他道成肉身。
And not every, but most Old Testament commentators and theologians believe it's the pre-incarnated Christ, the manifestation of Jesus in the Old Testament.
在这个旧约圣经讲到未道成肉身之前的耶稣基督。
Now, why should I bother to mention that to you?
那我为什么要提这件事呢?
Because Jesus is walking with you now in your furnace.
因为今日在你的火窑的里面神是与你同在。
And when the flames are being turned up, and you're burning up, Jesus is with you.
今天当你在你的痛苦里面当你的,你的困难越来越多的时候神是与你同在。
And you know what's happening when he walks with you?
当神与你同在的时候有什么事发生呢?
Your chains and shackles are falling off of you.
你生命上面的枷锁又会打开。
That means the things that you're addicted to, that are controlling you now in your very living, they're falling off of you.
那些在生活上面去捉住你、捆绑你的东西你都能够解开出来。
Because you know what the suffering is doing to you?
你看不看到这些困难对你有什么影响呢？
It's getting your attention.
去攞到你所有嘅注意力。
You're finally realizing that these things that are falling off you are too important to you. They're too important to you.
呢啲嘅困难好似变占据咗你嘅内心最大嘅注意力。
And you're finally getting it. You're finally realizing if Jesus is with you, no one can harm you.
当耶稣基督与你一齐嘅时候，冇人可以去伤害你。
And there's good happening in your suffering because you're being refined. These shackles are falling off. You're becoming like pure gold.
当你的锁链解除的时候，你就能够做到你要做的事。
Because even though we don't want to suffer and we shouldn't want to suffer, suffering will set you free.
这个困难反而会令到你得到释放。
You say to yourself, well, what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢?
How do I look to Jesus in my suffering? How do I rely on Jesus in my suffering?
我怎么去看,当我在困难的时候,我怎么去看神呢?
Well, you're probably looking too hard.
其实不需要,
it's right before you in verse 18, for Christ also suffered.
因为在第十八节他告诉我们,其实基督亦都为我们受过苦。
That's why you should be a Christian. Because Christianity is the only religion, the only religion that says God actually came into this world and suffered.
因为这个是唯一的世界上一个宗教讲到他的神去为我们去受苦。
You know, the world is like Aristotle. Aristotle, the philosopher, the great philosopher, he thought it was impossible.It's impossible to be friends with God because why? We got nothing in common. That's what Aristotle said.
很多的一些的哲学家说我的神和我没什么相同的地方。
He's flat out wrong. What do you have in common with the Christ?
我们和基督有什么相同的地方呢?
He knows all about suffering.
因为我们的主知道明白什么叫做受苦。
To a greater extent than you.
因为他比我们更加清楚。
He knows what it is to die.
他为到我们代我们去受苦。
And to die a cursed death.
将这个的死亡去粉碎。
He knows what it feels to be betrayed.
他明白什么叫被背叛。
That even his friends would not even stay up awake to pray for him.
去到一地步，他的朋友都不能够去警醒，同他一起祷告。
And he knows loneliness.
他明白什么叫做孤单。
He's utterly alone, as God the Father even turns away from him on the cursed cross.
在这个十字架上面天父也都离弃了他。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的主，我的神啊，你为何离弃我？
He can be your friend.
他是所以他可以做你的朋友。
He can be with you in your fiery furnace.
所以他在当你在你的火窑的时候神可以与你同在。
Because his suffering was greater.
因为这个的他受的苦更加的大。
Because verse 18 says he suffered once for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous to bring you to God.
在十八节他说他一次为罪受苦就是义代替了不义。
He's abandoned, completely abandoned.
他完全的是被丢弃。
And he got everything you deserve. He didn't deserve it. You deserve that.
但我们应该本来配得的神去为我们去负起。
If he did that for me, I can go through some finite suffering now.
既然他与我一起的时候，今天我们受的苦去到有一个限度。
Because the holes in his hands and his side will be with him forever.
但是神他拖带我们的手是永远跟我们一起。
You will see them as you meet him.
当你去与他同在的时候你会见到他。
And you will be overjoyed and worship him.Forever.
咁你就可以一永远嘅去敬拜主。
If you trust
in the personal
work of Jesus now.
如果你今日去信靠主。
So cry out in your suffering to the Lord.
所以当你喺痛苦嘅时候向神去呼号。
And he'll hold on to you. And be with you. Just like he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
他也会捉紧你与你同在。
And you'll know firsthand about blessing in the worst of times. Let me close with this. This is really a great story, true story, a testimony of Joni Erickson Tada. Many of you know who she is.And what she's done for the Lord as a paraplegic.
我用这个的故事轮椅上面的 Tanner 去结束今天的讲道。
She's a dedicated Christian. She is about over 70 now, and she's suffering from a advanced stage of cancer.
她因为在意外里面，所以她是半身是不遂。
He's really been an outstanding advocate for the Lord, especially amongst the disabled.
他已经七十几岁，他也特别是为那些有伤残的人去说话。
If you think you know about suffering, just look at Joni's story. She has spent over 50 years as paraplegic. She had that accident as a teenager.
他是十几岁年轻的时候已经经过了50年在这个轮椅上面的生活。
Yet look how she carries the weight of her suffering as the Lord eases her burdens.
佢喺呢个嘅残废嘅生活上边，佢一直系背负住主嘅名。
Look what she's done to glorify God with her life.
佢用佢嘅生活啊，佢去将神嘅名去高举出嚟。
You see, when someone like that gives testimony to the Lord God, her words carry weight.
佢一个啊有残缺嘅人。佢做嘅一切，佢将神嘅名去高举，去到一个地步。
So you can be assured that God's word is true.
当你睇到佢嘅时候，你可以见到神嘅话语嘅真实。
And you too can be like Jonah and trust the Lord in your suffering.
你亦都可以好似佢一样啊，将神嘅话语啊过得更加真实。
And in the end, you will turn and be refined as gold.
亦都可以俾神去变成啊呢个炼成呢个精金。
Father, give us what we need today.
主啊，求你啊与我今日同在。
We might be fearing man rather than fearing you now.
今日我哋好多时候我系怕人多过怕神。
We might not be doing what we're supposed to be doing as Christians in our living.
今日喺我生活上边唔系过紧一个基督徒嘅样式。
We might be presently dropping the ball constantly, not bringing honor and glory to you.
我好多时候冇去生活上边去荣耀你嘅名。
We thank you, Father, you're a merciful God.
我感谢主，你系一个慈悲嘅主。
That your grace is greater than our sin.
你的恩典大过我们的罪。
Touch our hearts today.
主啊，求你与我们同在。
May we, O Lord, draw near you.
让我们更加靠近你。
And respond to your great love for us.
我们对你的爱作出这个回应。
By stepping out in faith and living the Christian life.
我们是过一个基督徒的生活。
Despite the suffering, that might come upon us.
就是今日可能生活上面好困难。
Or that we are in the midst of at this time.
我们在这个时候去依靠你。
Shower us with your blessings and grace.
我们是在将你求你将你的祝福降临在我们的身上。
Oh, we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Let us respond to the message by singing Living for Jesus.
我们用为主而活这首歌去回应。